Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bit of it now, it's all right anyhow. Oh yeah.
My God can do anything.
Yes, sir.
My God can do anything. He got the power.
Got the power.
He got the power.
That's the best part about it.
He got the power.
Yeah.
He got the power. My God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. I wonder, do I have a witness out there? As they say, God got the power because he can do anything. And I wonder if I have a witness. Each and every one of you, I just want to greet you in the name of love, peace, and happiness. Hallelujah. Because that is what God is all about, love, peace, and happiness. I am your host. We're back again, same time, same station on Let Your Light Shine Internet Radio Broadcast. And I say it is international now. Praise his holy name. We thank the Lord for being able to utilize Blog Talk Radio, which help us. Is non-conventional. What I mean by non-conventional is not like a regular radio station where you have to turn on your radio and dial in to the radio station. No, all you have to do is just call the number, the secret number that you have, and it allows for each and every one of us to talk together and to share the scriptures together. And we're bringing church right into the comfort of your home. And we enjoy studying the divine principles of the Holy Bible and learning how to apply these same principles into our daily lives. And we thank the Lord this evening for healing, for deliverance, for the spirituality that he gives us, the happiness, the joy, the love, and yes, hope. We thank God for hope, because without hope, amen, we just might as well hang it up. Amen. We got to have hope to be able to make it through the day. And so we thank the Lord for hope and also for sanctification. We thank him for sanctifying us. How do we become sanctified? Is by the indwelling, I say the indwelling of his Holy Spirit. Amen. And to indwell, that means that the Spirit of God lives in us. He dwells in us. He teaches us how to act, guide us, amen, to keep us from being lost, amen, in the world of darkness. So I thank the Lord that, yes, I am saved and I am sanctified. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name for his wisdom that he has given me, the knowledge of his word. And not just that, but to understand what I have. Amen, what he gives me to read and to study. Amen. So I thank the Lord for being able to understand what his will is, hallelujah, in our lives. And, you know, the most powerful, definition of that, because some people say, well, I don't know what God's will is in my life. Well, it's simple. His will is that we will serve him. That's it. Just serve him. Amen. And when you serve God, you won't serve nothing or anything else, but your whole heart is into serving God and walking with God. Amen. All that slickness and everything, that street knowledge and all of that is put behind you. That's what sanctification is, that he changes the way that we think. Amen. Yeah, he changes the way we think and the way we act. And our thoughts are entirely on how can I please God today? How can I please him? How can I not put him to an open shame, amen, through my actions and my talk and so forth? How can I do that? Well, one way is to love God, because if you love him, you're going to obey him. Jesus said that if you love me, amen, that's what he said, if you love me, you will obey my words. Now, that just sums it up right there, amen. And just like a child, if they truly love their parent, they're going to obey their parent, amen, without question. They're going to obey their parent if they truly love their parent. You know, we're living in a system of things now that love has waxed cold, amen. It's no longer, amen, an how can I say, it's no longer a action. It's no longer a reality in our lives. People have the wrong idea of love. Amen. And even in some of the songs that we hear now, it's not about love. It's about the I person. It's I. It's always I do this, I can do that, and I will do this. And it's all about me and I. It's never about you or us. Amen. So we're living in a days and times that love has waxed cold. Love is no longer, amen, in the system of things, either because of the decisions and the things that people are doing. Amen. Do not have a love for life or love for each other. Amen. How can a person, amen, break into a home of someone else, especially a senior citizen that worked all their lives, and the only safety that they have is in their home, but yet you have people know that they're there and they break into their homes. Not only that, but they injure them. They, you know, with violence. So that is not love, amen. And as I often say, love is an action. Love is not I love you and then do something entirely different, amen. And that's not what love is. If God is love, amen. Hallelujah. And He proved that when He, amen, gave His only begotten Son, amen. It says in John 3:16, God so loved, say that word, God so loved the world, amen. That means you and I and everyone else who will accept Him. But God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And whoever believeth in Him shall not, they may not, they might not, or it's a chance that they might not. No, the Bible says that whoever believeth in Jesus shall not perish, but have, what, everlasting life. Amen. God loved us so much that He want us to live forever, to have everlasting life. However, in order to receive and to reap that benefit is that we have to, first of all, amen, accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Lord and Savior. What does the word Lord, that's His name. He is Lord, amen. God is the title, but His name is Lord. His name is Yeshua. Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus, the Christ, Jehovah, Jireh, amen. He is El Shaddai, amen, God Almighty. Hallelujah. He is all that He is for me, and He's my water when I'm thirsty, and my food when I'm hungry. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, for saving my soul. Amen. I don't know nothing else to do but to serve Him. I can't think of anything else that I want to do but to serve Him. It means so much to me, amen, to know, hallelujah, that God is pleased with me. Amen. Because my quest is heaven. I want to go to heaven. Amen. I want that to be my final destination. Amen. And what I mean by final destination is when I breathe this last breath here in my body and my spirit leaves my body, amen, then I want heaven to be my final destination. Amen. After that, there's no return. And to say I don't want it to be hell to be my final destination, because there's no return from hell. Once you're in hell, you can't get out. You can't negotiate, amen, to come out, because there is a gulf, a big gulf between hell and heaven. Hallelujah. It reminds me of the rich man in the Bible, in the parable, where the rich man, amen, he, amen, was so rich that he buried his riches. He bragged about how rich, amen, that he is or he was. And he died and went to hell. And when he was in hell, he begged Abraham, Father Abraham, to dip some water so that it can touch his tongue so that he can cool off. And Abraham told him, I can't do that even if I wanted to. He said, well, why don't you just tell my family members that this is a place where they do not want to go? Amen. So I don't want that to be my final, amen, destination. And I know you don't want it to be your final destination. You should, amen, continue to walk and take your journey and your destination to heaven. How do you get to heaven? You get to heaven by serving the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Without holiness, it says that no one can see God without holiness. That means sanctification. Without having the Holy Spirit, you cannot see God. You will not see God. Amen. So let's seek him even the more in everything that we do. Let us seek the Lord when we wake up in the morning. Seek him in the noonday when the sun has risen in the morning and when it's at its higher point in the noon. And seek him at night when you lay down before you close your eyes to go to sleep. Seek the Lord. What I mean by seeking him, amen, is talk with the Lord. Look for him, amen. Draw closer to the Lord. That's what it means by seeking him, by everything you do. If you find anything that shouldn't be, amen, in your spirit, amen, then that is the time to seek him even the more. Amen. If you treated anybody wrong, amen, and without asking for forgiveness, hallelujah, then you need to take the time before you even leave an offering or sacrifice is to ask your brother or sister for forgiveness. No one should lay down and close their eyes, even asking for forgiveness. Let's turn it around. No one should lay down without forgiving someone who harmed you or hurt you. Forgiveness, amen, is powerful. Amen. That doesn't make you a weak person because you forgive. No, it takes a lot of strength, amen, to be able to forgive. Amen. Because when you've forgiven someone, you take that burden off of that individual, and forgiveness is also attached to divine love and obedience. Why it's important to forgive? I guess you said, go ahead, Bishop. You go on now. Well, yes, I'm in the spirit. Amen. Why is it so important to forgive? Because Jesus first forgave us. Amen. When he was on the cross, he said something very profound. He said a few words, but he said the word, amen, that gave us the assurance of salvation. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Hallelujah. So I thank Jesus for asking the Father to forgive us. Amen. To forgive us. So it's why not forgive someone who had harmed you? You never will suffer the same suffering that our Lord Jesus Christ has suffered. Amen. You never would have stakes drawn through your hands and through your feet like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You would never have experienced, amen, a thorn being crushed into the temple of your head. You would never have experienced being beat and whipped without relinquishing all night long razor sharp bone chips on the end of the whip so that when it crossed your back and hit you on your chest and your face, chunks of flesh would just, fly off of your back and your chest, whatever the whip touched. You would never have gone through that. But yet, our Lord and Savior, thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. Oh, not Shannon, not Shannon. Oh, my name is Shannon Moore. Hey, praise his holy name. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. And I just remember, amen, how two thieves, amen, and one was a murderer, but it was two that was also, nailed to the cross with Jesus, one on one side and one on the other. And this arrogant one said, oh, so you supposed to be the Lord. Why don't you save yourself and save us too, if you really, amen, the Messiah. And you see, that was arrogance. But the other one on the other side told the man, be quiet. Amen. You don't know what you're saying. This man, Jesus, has done no wrong to no one. And he don't deserve this. Amen. And he asked Jesus, he said, Lord, remember me when you enter into paradise. Amen. And Jesus looked at him before he died and said, surely, surely you shall be with me this day in paradise. Hallelujah. So Jesus, all along, he still gave out mercy throughout his excruciating pain that he was going through. Hallelujah. The pain and the loss of blood. Hallelujah. Own weakness. He could have came down from the cross. Thank you, Lord. But he didn't come down from the cross. Hallelujah. Why? Because love kept him up there. It wasn't those stakes and those nails, amen, that was driven in his hands and in his feet. Amen. It was love that kept him up there on the cross for our behalf. And that's why I love him so. Amen. And I'm glad there's room at the cross. Amen. For me. And there's room at the cross for you. Hallelujah. When we look in our mind's eye and we see our Lord and Savior, how he hung and died on the cross. Amen. Yes, he rose on the third day, but he died on the cross for you and I. He took on the death sentence upon himself, and being innocent of any crime, it was more befitting that you and I would be convicted and suffer the crime. Amen. The sentence is death. Amen. For it says in the Bible that the wages of sin is death. Amen. But Jesus took the guilt upon himself and took it off of you and I so that we can be set free. Oh, how much more can I tell you? Amen. How much more can I convince you this evening? Hallelujah. That Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. How much more can I convince you, hallelujah, that he's coming back, amen, for his servants, for those who serve him, for those who obey him. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank the Lord that he loves me and that he, amen, wants me to live with him. Amen. Forever and ever. All right. Let me slow down here. Hallelujah. What I'm going to do, amen, our tribute, amen, for this evening. As you can recall, last week, amen, I asked for you to study the nine fruit of the Spirit, amen, and then tell me, if you can, which one of those fruit fits you. Which one do you think that you have? Amen. Now, all I need for you to do is choose one, if you may, and then someone else will get a chance, amen, as well. And it looks like we got 8 callers so far, amen, that is with us this evening. So, first of all, what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up, amen, the mic to our own Sister Davis. God bless you, Sister Davis.
Oh, good evening, Bishop Taylor. How are you?
Good evening,
and Rita?
Yes.
Bless all the saints on the line. The nine fruits of the Spirit. I would choose faith for me.
All
I
right.
I later.
Okay. Faith is for you, right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to elaborate on each one. We're going to have a series on this. Amen. So it's going to take more than one night to talk about these nine fruit. Amen. Amen. And next, we have our own Sister Tazera. God bless you.
Hello, Bishop Taylor, Sister Rita Taylor, and all the saints that's on the line tonight.
Amen.
First of all, Bishop, I would just like to say I thank you for your prayers for my mother's sister. She got her test results back today. Her mass is gone. She no longer has cancer. She don't have to have no more chemo.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that is great news.
Yes.
That's great news, my sister. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
No more cancer. Hallelujah.
He said if you wanted her to look at the x-ray, she said she just bowed her head because she couldn't take no more. He said, when she looked at the x-ray, she said, well, what happened to the big spot? He said, you tell me what happened to it.
That's what the doctor said?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, God took it away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
It's gone.
It says, in the name of Jesus, everybody must bow. And that's even the devil. Because
yeah.
he's
right.
a liar. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
The devil is a liar.
Okay. And I'm going to say, I'm going to say faith for me, too.
Yes. Yes.
Because
yes,
I have
I
a
agree.
Lot of faith. Okay.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Zara. Praise
You're
his
welcome.
Holy name. And Sister Tazera chose faith, amen. Sister Davis chose faith, amen. And we have Evangelist. How are you doing this evening, Evangelist?
Praise the Lord, Bishop. I'm blessed. And I just want to say God bless to all the saints that's out there listening today. And I want to just
amen.
Say God bless you to you and your beautiful wife.
Thank
and
you.
I chose faith along with love.
Okay. All right. Faith along with love. Amen. All right. I agree with that. Amen. Yeah, I know each, every one of y'all's characters and spirits, so y'all right on it. Amen. And we move next to our own Sister Gloria. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor. Hi, Sister Rita. Hi to everyone on the line. I'm going to take faith.
Amen. You have faith, too?
Yes. Yes, faith.
Oh, that is interesting. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, everyone got that faith. Amen. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hello, Mother. God bless you. Mother Washington?
Oh, praise the Lord. Okay,
praise the Lord.
How you doing today, Bishop and Sister Rita?
I'm doing well. God bless you.
God is blessing me all day long, every day. And my song this morning, Bishop, was, I got heaven in my view. I got heaven in my view. Whatever
I got heaven in my
say,
view.
I got
That's
heaven
right.
in my view.
Yes.
And
I
want to say too, you know, I've got to take the time out to praise the Lord. I've got to take the time out to praise the Lord, my Father, my God, my King, and my Lord, my Savior. Oh, I can go out all day and all night. And bless everybody on this
Hallelujah.
Line tonight. May be overwhelmed with blessings and mysterious ways that God can only give to one of his children. We love the Lord because he loved us first. Praise God, everybody.
Yes.
And good night to Sister Rita and Bishop.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Washington. Hallelujah for your encouragement. Amen.
Oh, Bishop, I chose Joy.
Joy? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yep, I can
I'm
see that in
joy.
You. Yep. Yes, I can see that in you. You have joy of the Lord. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thank
That's
you.
My strength.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
And you're welcome, Mother Washington. And last and not least, we have our own, amen, Sister Rosamond.
Yeah. How is everyone? I know
everyone
blessed, and thanking God for that. And I chose faith, love, and joy.
Faith, love, and joy. Amen. Praise his holy name. Thank you. I can see that in you too.
All right.
It looked like faith won out, and you know, amongst everyone. Amen. We got faith. We got let's see. Sister Davis said faith. Sister Gloria faith. Tazera faith. Evangelist Moore says faith and love. Mother Washington chose joy. And then Sister Rosalind said, faith, love, and joy. Amen. So we thank the Lord for all of you who have, amen, done your research. And I promise you what we're going to do is have a study on the fruit. Now, let me kind of give you, it's called, and I know sometimes you look at, there's nine. And I want you to understand exactly what that means. So listen very carefully. It's actually the correct pronunciation from Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. And I'm going to start and read it. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Forbearance means patience. Amen. Amen. It means patience. And against such things there is no law. Now, a lot of times we want to call it fruits of the Spirit as though because there's nine, but actually there's only one fruit. And let me explain that to you. I know you're looking at nine, but this meaning is just one fruit. Now, what it actually is saying in the Word of God, because remember, it didn't say the fruits of the Spirit, did it? No. It's singular. It said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, what do you say, patience, kindness, goodness and faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. Now, I know sometimes, you know, we look at the nine, but actually what there are the nine seeds of one's fruit. It's the nine seeds or the nine attributes that is contained in the fruit. Amen. I would like to say attributes because when we say attributes, it's more personal. Amen. It is more personal because it speaks about maturity. Before a fruit, amen, can mature, the seed, first of all, must be planted. And it has to be planted at the right time. Season, hallelujah, or else if it's not planted at the right season and if it isn't planted in the right place, let's say the right place and time, then that seed would not get a chance to germinate. And what I mean by germinate, which is a scientific word or a horticultural word, when you say germinate, it means to be able to make its change, because first of all, the seed have to be planted in the soil. And then after, the soil must be fertile enough in order for the seed to bust open into a plant. Amen. That means germination. Now, when that seed is planted in the ground or in fertile ground, the fertileness is your soul. That ground represents our souls. The seed represents the word of God. Amen. And so no one can be able to attain the fruit of the Spirit or any of its attributes, as I've forestated, without, amen, hearing the word of God, without the seed. Because nothing can grow without the seed. The seed is the beginning of everything. Just like, amen, a child that is born, the child comes forth from the seed of the Father. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so the seed of the Father, amen, is placed into the womb of the mother. And so the mother represents the Mother Earth. Amen. And so if her womb isn't fertile, put it that way, then she would not be able to bear a child. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the same thing with the word of God. If that ground, if the soul, amen, isn't ready, if it isn't ready, then the seed would not grow in your soul. What I mean by being ready, hallelujah, well, and thank you, Jesus. Let me just, I'm so excited about this lesson, amen, until, amen, I have to kind of watch my, amen, I begin to stutter, because that's how the Spirit be working in me. I don't want to stutter. I want to be very careful of what I say, because I want you all to hear and understand my teachings. And you've never heard it like this before. You never will hear it from anyone else like you would hear it from yours truly and your humble servant. That seed is the word of God. If your soul isn't prepared, isn't ready, then the word would not fertilize. It would not germinate in your soul. All kind of things would happen to distract an individual whose soul is not ready to receive the word of God. A person whose soul isn't ready is out there doing all kind of things that they shouldn't do. They're living a life, amen, of carnalism, amen. They're not following the will of God, so their soul is not ready to receive the word of God. So when is the soul ready? When is the soil ready and fertile enough? Well, it has to be broken up. Remember, in the days when our parents used to have us to plant grass, and that ground after the winter is hard, and you have to break that ground up. You get a spade shovel, and you dig that ground up, and then you get a rake so that those lumps, amen, can be raked down, and then you're ready to plant your seed, amen. But you just can't throw the seed on top of the hard ground, because the birds or other kind of insects and so forth will eat the seed up. Well, the soul is like that, amen. I can throw the word out there to some people, but they will not, amen, take it in, because they're not prepared. So I will have to be like the farmer, in which I am a spiritual farmer. Amen. I'm a lot of things, but I like to look at myself also as the farmer as well as a fisherman. But I'm looking at myself as being a farmer. Amen. And so I break that ground up, that hardness. There are people who are so hard-hearted, amen, and stubborn, amen, and and just hard-headed and stubborn until when the word comes and you throw it out there, it will not, amen, take root because they have so many distractions, hallelujah, that hinders them, amen, from receiving, thank you, Jesus, the word of God. And before the word can take root, then, amen, the soul must be prepared and cultivated and broken up, amen, amen. You can't put something new in something old, amen. You have to have something new in order to plant something new, amen. So the soul must be made new, amen. It must be ready for the word of God. So now when that seed begin to germinate, hallelujah, in the soul, amen, then at that time the seed takes root. There's what you call metamorphosis begin to happen. That's the word. Metamorphosis means change begin to happen. A chemical reaction, a spiritual chemical reaction begin to happen, and it's responding, amen, to the water, amen, which is the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, which waters that seed, waters the word of God, and it goes into the ground, which is the soul. And now the seed begins to take root deep into the soul. You with me? Amen. Deep into the soul. So now, amen, everything is happening in the beneath the surface. You don't know what's happening above the surface because it's not ready yet. So the root is going, taking place beneath the surface so that when the time comes, hallelujah, and that little twig began to break through the ground, now you see the evidence of the word, amen, that has been planted, but it's still not ready. It's still not mature enough, amen, to make it on his own. The farmer must still take care, hallelujah, of his, amen, amen. So now there's no fruit there because it has not matured in order to have fruit. But there's a season, hallelujah, for the fruit to come. But before the fruit comes, amen, you see the green plant begin to grow. And then as the season goes in the summertime, now you can see the blossom, or the springtime is the blossom, I'm sorry. And so you see the blossoming, and the blossom means that now you have blossomed out, amen. You have blossomed out, which is the evidence, hallelujah, that the fruit is on its way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's the evidence that the fruit is on its way. Hallelujah. Now, hey man, summertime is here. Hallelujah. And the fruit begins to sprout out from the blossom. Hallelujah. But the fruit is not ready yet because it has not matured. Hallelujah. Your parents remember when we used to raid the fruit trees in the neighborhood? And the parents would tell you, don't eat any green apples because it'll make you sick. They're not ripe enough to eat. Or green pears, remember? And we try to do it anyway, and we end up getting a stomachache. Why? Because the fruit is not ready to be eaten. Hallelujah. And the fruit is just going through, amen, its process. The acidities and the natural vitamins that is in the fruit, amen, is going through its process. So now, amen, the fall season has come, and which is the harvest. Now the fruit is ready to be picked because it is mature. It's ready to be used, amen, for its purpose that it's been planted for. So, saints, I've given you a scenario. Next week we're going to go deeper, but I wanted to just give you an introduction of the series And we're going to go into each, amen, attribute of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. So now you can stop saying fruits of the Spirit, because there's no such thing as fruits of the Spirit. And then now if someone asks, well, why are there nine? No, they're not nine fruits. Those are nine attributes of the fruit. Amen. There are nine attributes. That's why I asked you to give me, amen, which one fits you. And you had chosen mostly faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's good. That's very, very good. Now, like I told you would never hear it like this before, this teaching, and you would never hear it again by anyone else, because no one, amen, is qualified, hallelujah, to teach this lesson like I'm teaching you tonight. Amen. No one, and you know, we used to say bona fide, and some of the young people don't know that word. But when you say bona fide, you sure enough qualified, amen, to do what you do. You become a master, a journeyman, amen, of what you do. Your apprenticeship, amen, has passed, and now you're a journeyman. And that's what I am. I'm a master prophet and germinant, a germinant of the word of God. And that seed that we're talking about, praise his holy name, amen, first is the word of God. So when you have heard at the beginning, you remember at the beginning when you first began to tune in to let your light shine, hallelujah, you never thought that you would be where you at today, did you? Amen. You have matured, hallelujah, spiritually matured, hallelujah. And I thank God for all of you. And what made that happen? Because I, the farmer man, amen, has been cultivating you. I, the farmer man, has been, amen, watering you with water, spiritual water. Amen? Yes, 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 I have. Amen? And so that is why you have matured as you have. And you know, you took root, amen, in that word has taken root in your soul. Amen. So now when the windstorm comes, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel like shouting. When the windstorm comes, amen, it can't blow you away. Amen. When the flood, hallelujah, is released, amen, it can't drown you out. Why? Because you deeply rooted in the word of God. And you have matured, amen, in where you started from, amen. So I'm very proud of each and every one of you. Faith, joy, and love, those are some strong attributes. All of them are strong attributes. We're going to teach on all of them. Oh, excuse me. I'm yawning. Praise the Holy Name. We're going to teach on all of them together. Next Wednesday, amen, we're going to, amen, go deeper into this lesson so that you can be able to understand the attribute of love, the attributes of faith, the attributes of joy. And we're going to keep going because we got long-suffering or patience, amen. One of them is a lot of people don't have it, self-control. I tell you that self-control is something else. One of the worst things to control, amen, is the tongue. Hallelujah. Amen. Yep, yep, yep. If a person can be able to control their tongue, amen, I tell you they have become a master of life itself. Amen. There are people who just blurt out anything that, the thought that comes to their mind, they just blurt it out because they don't have any self-control. Amen. So we're getting to these, amen, about what they mean and how they apply to us. Amen. Because God wants us to mature. He wants us to be mature, spiritually mature, not a child. Amen. You know, Paul said, I was a child and I did childish things. But now that I'm grown, I no longer do childish things. I have put these childish things away. So it applies to what he was talking about. It wasn't his chronological age. No, what Paul was talking about was his spiritual maturity. Amen. But when he first met Jesus on the road of Damascus, hallelujah, he was a babe in Christ. Amen. And then as he grew sounder and older, it got rooted deeper, amen, in Christ Jesus, he began to mature spiritually. Amen. So it's a sad thing that you have a believer for 40, 50 years and they still act like a spiritual child. Amen. Amen. I know you agree with me. Amen. Just like a natural chronological person in their 50s and they still act like they're in their 20s and 30s. They still talk like in the way they do in their 20s. They want to do the same things that they did. It comes a time when you get in your 50s, when you get in your 40s, you should act like a 40-year-old. Act like a 50-year-old. Act like a 60-year-old. Amen. Not that those days of 20 and 30, it's over. Put those things behind us. Amen. The things that we used to do, amen, we don't do it anymore because we have matured spiritually. How we used to view, amen, God, we don't see him the same way because we have matured spiritually. Oh, yeah, that's true. Because the more mature you get spiritually, the deeper that you will get in God. You will begin to see and get revelations, hallelujah, that such you never have imagined that you can get to. There is so much awesome. God is so awesome that he's never ending. There's no ending, amen, to God. And he's so deep that there's no bottom to it, amen. That's how deep that he is. He's so high, amen, that there's no roof, amen, because the higher we get, the higher that we need to go, amen. That's God, amen. We can't put him in a jar, hallelujah, and close him up. He's too big for that, hallelujah, he's too big for that, amen. We can't build another house for him to be in. He's too big for that. God is awesome. Amen. And as my soul wonder of his grandeur, amen, amen, how magnificent he is of all his creation, that all that he is has done for me in my life, I know without a doubt, hallelujah, that he is real. I know he's real. Real in my soul. And yes, I'm rooted in Christ. I'm rooted so deep, amen, that the flood waters would not drown me out. The storm winds would not blow me away. Like the story of the three little pigs, amen. The one was living in a straw house and the wolf came and blew the straw house down. Then it was the wood house and the wolf came and blew that wood house down too. But the brick house, amen. That brick house, he huffed and he puffed and he could not blow it down. Amen. And that's where we should be in the Lord. Amen. No matter what happens, no matter who happens, and no matter when it happens. Amen. If you walk alone, you just walk alone. Amen. If nobody want to walk with you, that's all right. Just walk on anyway because you won't really be alone. Christ will be with you every step other way. Hallelujah. Why? Because he promised that he would be with us always, even until the end of the world. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, that is a good lesson for tonight. And I'm sure that you enjoyed this lesson, amen, that I gave you. And remember now, next week, oh, we got a tribute that I want to give out. I might not give it out this, but I'll give it out. that won't be our lesson for next week. We're going to elaborate on the nine attributes of this fruit of the Spirit. But I want you to look up, you know, God had many names. Oh, yes, he does. And I want you to find those names. Amen. Tell me what they are. And each, you know, each name that God has is an attribute, is a virtue, amen, to who he is, just to give you a clue to that. I say it again. Find the names of God, If, even if you only can get one name, that's okay. Look it up, amen, because he does have many names. Why? It's because he is so awesome, and that each name is characteristic of his virtue. Amen? That's right. That's right. Amen. I want to give you a clue, but I ain't going to give you no more. I want you to find that one for yourself. Remember, in the 91st Psalms, it said that I will call on him because he knew my name. That's in the 91st Psalm. Because when we know his name, amen, he will answer us. That's the word. I will answer him because he know my name. So when we know his name, and that means you call him, right? Well, if you call someone and you call them by the wrong name, will they answer you? No. No, they will not answer you, because if you don't know their name. Now, does that make sense? Yes, that makes spiritual sense to me. So when you call on the name of the Lord, hallelujah, he will answer you. If you call him anything else but what his name is, you would not get an answer. All right? Well, may the Lord God Almighty bless each and every one of you. May El Shaddai, amen, be with you. Amen. This evening, until next time, remember, can God do something? No. Not something.
How many of y'all believe that
sometimes
God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah. Right. Sometimes.
Well, I know he can.
Every time.
It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Yeah.